Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCoskey. Callaway moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to home to get Callaway. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoog. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Hoog steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hoog trying to get to home. York throws to Parsons who tags Hoog for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. QL moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Kennedy steals second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Kennedy moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the mound. Trout reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani now playing third base. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. LePon moves to second. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Ross reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons is walked intentionally. Mo Franklin pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is hit by the pitch. Higgins scores. Ross moves to third. Parsons moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth bunts towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Ross scores. Parsons moves to third. Franklin moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Parsons scores. Franklin moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Franklin scores. Bloodworth moves to third. Kramer moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Manders now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 3 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Callaway trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hogue moves to second. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Hogue moves to third. Appling moves to second. Hal White now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Ross moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lottigiani strikes out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to White covering. Safe. Leo Wells pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 4 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.